Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are talking about dry January. Can you stop drinking for a month? My guest is nutrition coach and health expert, Dr. Rovinia Brock, known to all of us by as Dr. Roe. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Back to the phone lines. Ernest calling from Waldorf. Ernest, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'd like to commend the last two callers, the 30-year gentleman and, I guess, the other gentleman that's been clean for eight. I've been clean for 27.
Mm. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah, never looked back. You know, I thought I was a functioning drinker, which most of us think of as we can handle what we consume, mm-hmm. and until trouble gets into your life. You know, you have to be sick and tired of being sick and tired, and the only way to change that is to stop if that's causing your problems. Mm. So with me, I had problems when I was drinking, and I just decided, I asked God to take that taste out of my mouth. And like the gentleman says, you have to want it.
Yeah.
You have to want it to really actually stop. Yeah. And that's what I did, and never looked back.
Well, Ernest, thank you so much for sharing your experience with us. Congratulations on 27 years. I appreciate your input. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Cheryl calling from D.C. Cheryl, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, I just would like to say that the one thing I like about dry January mm-hmm. is that it gives you an opportunity to see just how disciplined you really are. And if you do have a problem. Mm. And I personally like taking January to just regroup and start to prioritize the things that's going to keep me healthy. And I really do think if you can do 30 days dry, then you are on the right track and your discipline is of a level where you can do and anything you really want to do. So I just think that dry January allows you to see where you are as far as your ability to be disciplined.
Mm. And Cheryl, for your part, have you found that you are more disciplined?
Yes, I do. I really do have this ability to just do it, you know, without mm-hmm. feeling like, oh my God, I've got to do this. It's a challenge. I don't feel like I'm going to be capable of doing it. It really allows you to see how capable you are of making a decision, having a goal,
and
sticking to it and accomplishing exactly what you set out to accomplish.
And that bleeds over into other areas of your life. You find that you have discipline throughout other areas of your life, not just for this, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean,
that's the key right there. Because if you are able to really have a level of discipline in a month where you're doing your New Year's resolution, you can start applying that to other areas of your life. You know, I'm not going to eat as much. I'm going to save money. I'm going to do better in my work. It just really allows you to really focus on how do I improve the quality of my life. And
yeah.
you feel better, you have more money, and if you choose to continue, you can. But if not, at least you've accomplished something.
Yeah.
In the start of a new year.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so the other areas of your life, so not only does it involve the money, but also it's other areas of your health. You know, you have rested, peaceful sleep, don't you find?
Yes, I do. I think that, you know what it is? It's you start to feel like, oh my God, I'm waking up in the morning and I feel better.
Yes.
Throughout the day, I have more energy.
Yeah.
You know, I think it allows you to get a sense and become grounded in your person, in your being.
Mm-hmm.
And I think once you find the ability to do that, you'll find yourself accomplishing things in your life that you didn't even think you had the ability to do.
And for those of you, like yourself, who find that you're successful with this, it lasts longer than January. It goes, these healthy habits that you adapted and the confidence that you gained from being disciplined and, you know, following through on this goal, it really serves you for 6 months or more into the year.
Exactly.
Well, Cheryl, thank you so much for, you know, sharing your insight on the programs. Thank you so much, and Happy New Year to you.
And Happy New Year to you all as well. And thank you for this conversation.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Thing. So, Dr. Rowe, here's the thing. First of all, because this is when things get a little dicey.
Okay.
I have a hunk of perfect rum cake in my refrigerator. Does that mean I have to throw it out?
You always do. Every year we go through this. Every year. And if it's not that, it's a 40-ounce steak.
Yeah.
But okay.
So does this mean if you've got perfect rum cake in your refrigerator, do you have to throw it out for dry January?
Because of dry January. Well, actually, the rum, now the rum has been evaporated during the baking of the cake.
Well, no, because the rum is applied via the icing
afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah, well, if you're going to do dry January, just dry it up. I mean, you know, you're already making, giving excuses for a cheat. You know, it's like what my people do who want to lose weight and they want to build in a cheat day.
Right.
So a caller said earlier, you don't stop drink. You stop drinking by stop drinking.
So that's the other thing. So. But you did talk about, you know, the cooking process, because, you know, sometimes I like to make, you know, put a little, you know, bourbon in my pineapple and banana glaze with a little brown sugar and butter for those waffles.
So, listen, you are going all off
that's,
the rails right here.
That's why I said this.
You are messing
this
up
is
my
where
whole
it gets...
get ready for the new year plan. This is my whole thing. I have a new book where I'm trying to help people get healthy by losing weight, just 15 pounds at a time. It's out in paperback. It's called Lose Your Final 15. And here I come.
Yeah.
So, listen, for everyone listening, if you got a rum cake, a serious rum cake in your refrigerator, save it until your dry January is over if you wish to be successful this month.
Okay. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Rico, calling from Germantown. Rico, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, good evening.
Hey.
I'm embarrassed to say that I've never heard of dry January.
So, Rico, you're of a certain age, huh? A certain group?
Excuse me?
Are you of a certain group? Like, you're outside the millennial generation, I'll put it that way. Yeah?
Oh, yeah, I was born in 66, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
being said, I drink maybe once or twice a week, and the challenge for somebody like me, that's a simple challenge, so I'm just not going to drink for the rest of January. Mm-hmm. It's going to be easy simply because I don't drink every day. However, I want to touch on the financial part of that. I went for a period that I did not drink at all for 5 years. Just because I didn't drink, I just stopped it, right?
Mm-hmm. Didn't have an appetite for it at all.
I would hang around my friends, barbecues, and just wouldn't drink. Didn't have an appetite. I wasn't trying to change anything about myself. Mm-hmm. But then I looked at the previous years, and in those years, I must have saved easily about $10,000.
Wow.
Yeah, because a good bottle of scotch is $80. Mm-hmm. Good bottle of whiskey is, you know, $80 going up. So I must have saved, a great deal of money. By not drinking, yes.
So the financial benefit is of great concern to you, yes?
Well, not a concern, but it's a point that others should use it as a motivator. The next time you want to go and buy a bottle of scotch, put that money away and do that 3 to 4 months, and you will see.
Yeah.
Now, that thing, well, not too bad. I have about 2 gallons of eggnog that I made. It is very potent.
Put that with Harold's rum cake.
I'm going to touch it now. I'm going to give you and Harold my word. I'm not going to touch anything.
Good.
Up until my birthday in about 4 weeks. But then I'm just going to tear it all up and make up for it.
Oof. Yeah.
See, and that is part of the issue for me for dry January. So some people leading up to January, so New Year's Eve, and the week before January, there's a whole lot of drinking for a number of people because they say, oh, I'm just going to dry out in January. And I want to take it back to Linda's point, and that is that if you decide to do this, this is about discipline. This is about disciplining yourself. It's about getting health benefits from the discipline. And you get all the other benefits, like even the financial benefit that you save by not drinking. So for this month, and if you can do it in this month, because this isn't, you're not going to save the world in a month. Let's just be real about that, right? So, but if you can do it and prove to yourself that you can do it in 1 month, in 30 days, why not do it for 60 days? Why not do it for 90 days? And before you know it, you've disciplined yourself such that if you want to have a drink, you have a drink. But you're not having a drink every day, the alcohol is really of no consequence. It doesn't mean much to you. So you're not drinking a lot. So if you could do this for this one 30-day period, you can take this into the rest of the year and beyond.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. The health benefits are incredible. Myself, I will say, I may have a drink once, twice a week maybe, mm-hmm. So it doesn't affect me. The health benefits is not the concern. It's, all I have to say is, you know, it's the financial part.
Yeah.
You could save a great deal of money. And that being said, I have a pretty well-stocked bar, because if I buy a bottle of scotch, I may have one or two drinks and put it away, not touch it again for several months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing, you know, Dr. O, you know, Rico says he's got this eggnog, so, and you talk about weight loss, you know, we don't know which is more damaging to your weight loss goals, the eggnog or the alcohol in the eggnog.
Yeah,
you know, so
yeah,
it can...
it's all of it, but it's definitely the alcohol in the eggnog. And let me just say this, too. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer here, but...
Let's not.
You know, alcohol is responsible for about, you know, 13 forms of cancer.
Mm.
Yeah, it's in the obesity cancers, but it is the cancers that follow the digestive pathway. So digestion starts in the mouth, right? So from cancer of the mouth, the tongue, the esophagus, the colon, the stomach, and the liver and pancreas, all of those cancers are related to alcohol consumption. And I don't just mean hard liquor. I'm talking about all alcohol, and it has everything to do with the way the alcohol is distilled and made itself.
Yeah. Well, Rico, thank you so much. Just hold on until your birthday for the eggnog. But thank you so much.
Thank you, Ms. Harold. I'm going to go 90 days.
We'll see how that works out.
I like that, Harold. I'm with you. I mean, I like that, Rico. I'm with you. I'm rooting for you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. 202-319-7810.
202-319-7810. So, like Rico, although obviously I didn't do this recently, I was around, I don't know, maybe 30 or 31 years old, and I really don't even remember why, but I stopped drinking for a year. But that wasn't the goal. There was no incident. There was absolutely, I was in television at the time, and I just said, you know what, I think I'm just going to stop drinking. And I did. And it wasn't 365 days. It may have been 11 and a half months or 12 months and a week. I really don't remember. It was so long ago. I bring this up to say that outside of people who have difficulty drinking, because you know the old saying, when you're talking to someone who has a problem drinking or they're an alcoholic, they say, I can stop it any time I want.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I can stop any time I want.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I remember...
They just don't want to.
They just don't want to. But I remember not drinking for about a year or so.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fine. And when I decided to have a drink after that year or so, I remember I did, but there wasn't like a moment. There was no band playing in the background. There was no ribbon cutting.
Mm-hmm.
I just had a drink, whatever it was. And as I said, that was a really, really long time ago. I will say, as a man of a certain age, as you said, no, I don't drink the way that I did.
We can't.
Yeah, you just...
Your body your body doesn't want this smoke.
Yeah.
it does not. The older we get, no, we can't do what we used to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will say that even though I have a relatively well-stocked bar,
mm-hmm.
at home, most of the alcohol that I use or consume is in cooking,
mm-hmm.
soups, and or as I said, when you want to add, you know, some of the richness of a spirit like a bourbon or a rum in a, you know, glaze for pancakes or waffles or something like that.
Good Lord. I'm coming to your house. And we're going to get in this kitchen together. You know, and I'm going to go through your cabinets and your cupboards, and we're going to need to change some things.
Yeah, because here's the other thing, and you kind of spoke about it briefly. Are all alcoholic beverages created equally? And I'm not talking about mixed drinks, but I'm talking...
They're not. They're created equally, only in that they all have an equal share in wreaking havoc on our bodies. So, yeah, in that sense, they are created equally. Now, are there lesser of the evils? Yeah. So I would tell you that you're going to get... It's better to have a 90-calorie glass of champagne than a cocktail,
mm-hmm.
than a margarita, than a whatever. You know what I mean? Even than a shot of bourbon.
Mm.
Because it's fewer calories.
What about wine? You know, we've heard for years and years, you know, a little red wine is good for the heart. You know, if you look at, Italians in Europe, they've been drinking red wine all the time. Your thoughts about that?
You know, I know about the resveratrol studies, and I know about the red wine and even the dark chocolate, which kind of, you know, fits in that category. In terms of having some health benefits, the thing is, you do have to weigh risk against benefit. You are not going to protect yourself against heart disease by drinking a whole lot of red wine any more than you would by eating a whole lot of red meat. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You definitely want to weigh risk against benefits or benefits against risk. So, is it better to have an overall diet that includes, you know, whole grains, vegetables, fruit, little meat, and by little, like no more than 8 ounces of red meat in a week, okay? So, and only because red meat has been tied time and time after again, and there's study after study to connect it to cancer, a number of cancers. So... the alcohol and the red meat, not so much. You want to keep those things at bay, which brings us back to dry January. This is one of the ways that you can keep it at bay. But you definitely want to keep your consumption of both those things down because they are just no good for your heart and no good for other parts of your body, and also no good for your weight. You want to keep a healthy weight, regardless of what age you are, from your 20s to your 60s plus, because there is a price to pay if you don't.
Mm. What about a dry-ish January?
Yeah, so dry-ish January. It's like, oh, I think I want to, I'm going to establish a goal, and I kind of want to keep to it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why establish a goal then, right? Why do it? So a dry-ish just means I'm not going to be as committed to walking this out as I set out to be by adopting this thing in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Dry-ish means you're shortchanging yourself.
Okay, so dry-ish.
If you're going to set a goal, and I definitely believe in setting goals over resolutions at the beginning of the year. Like nobody, you know, by February, March, that's all over, out the window, right?
Yeah.
So definitely set your goals, but stick to them. Don't make them feckless by not, you know, practicing the behavior that you need to in order to get the results that you want. Just think about the results.
Now, we've seen in recent years the rise of mocktails.
Yeah, mocktails.
Good idea or not? Because I think the other issue is even with a mocktail where it's a margarita without the grita. But you know, it's a,
and a lot of sugar.
Yeah, that, and exactly.
Yeah, a lot of sugar. So you can do mocktails, but you could do them in a way that they're not sugar laden, you know? So whereas maybe you use a splash of juice, or, you know, cuz a mocktail is a cocktail without the tail. Oh, okay. You're going to make me lose my job. But the mocktail does not contain alcohol, people. Y'all know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Harold is going to make me lose my job.
It's Friday, and this is our alcohol-free happy hour on this program. How's that?
And it is a very happy hour.
Yes,
I must
indeed.
Say.
Now, I remember also, I'm not a beer drinker.
Yeah.
But I've also seen, and these are, they've been around for a while. I remember my father tried one years and years ago. It's a beer without alcohol.
Yeah, alcohol-free beer. Yeah.
Yeah. And, but, again, are there other properties, even in an alcohol-free beer, that aren't good for you if you're trying to lose weight?
Well, they have low-calorie alcohol-free beers.
That doesn't even sound like it's
I
worth
know,
the trouble.
It's like, why try? Why do
why
it?
Why bother?
Right?
Yeah.
It's like warm pee. So, yeah. But they do have them. And for those people who are beer drinkers and prefer a good cold beer, but not the alcohol, it's a good option for them.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a good option for anyone who wants to do that. Also, you can do the same thing with wine. There are alcohol-free wines, red and white varieties.
You mean grape juice?
No.
Because actually, that's what it sounds like.
I know
to
it sounds like because wine's made of grapes, right?
But, right.
Yeah, but no, they bottle them the same way, and they have the same taste, the same flavor, the same notes, the same taste notes. So they do a really good job of it. And if you do this thing where you get, you know, you do white over, because white wines are always going to be a little fewer in calories than red wines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just do, but, you know, an occasional glass of that, if that's what you wish to do. Again, a lot of this is social pressure. It's mostly, what do I do at the party? What do I do at a dinner that we're going out, you know, for business, and everybody else is drinking and I'm not? But see, what you drink is your business.
Yeah.
So you can't allow yourself, we're not doing, you know, peer pressure. We're not children, all right? So this is not the college, this is not the school cafeteria. You're a grown-up. You make your own decisions. And your decision cannot be affected by someone else's perception of you.
But I think it becomes other people's business when you are consuming alcohol and that your behavior is problematic, or if you get behind the wheel of a car when you shouldn't.
Oh, absolutely.
And we should never forget that part.
Yeah, no. When I say it's your business, I'm talking about your decision not to drink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And other people want to put pressure on you because they are drinking.
Before we go, I wanted to give you a few moments to talk about your new book and what you're doing with it.
So I am helping people to lose weight at a healthy pace and rate, right? So I want you to lose your weight just 15 pounds at a time. And so I have developed a life plan, a healthy life plan that can help you to do this, and one that you can live with. This book is like a Bible because the food in it, the recipes in it, the dishes in it, the meditations in it to help you to get your chi and to keep your calm and to fight off the anxiety with peace and with love for yourself. All of those things are a part of this healthy plan, and it's called Lose Your Final 15, a beautiful, bright, shiny red cover, which you won't be able to mix. And I'm so excited to tell you that it's out in paperback. So we are just releasing it, and this is one that you want to pick up, not only for the meal plans, not only for the exercises, because I have all of those. I have recipes. I have meals that take only 15 minutes to make, because I want you to be able to manage the your life 15 minutes at a time while you're losing your weight 15 pounds at a time.
Mm.
Right? Yeah.
That sounds good. You got any French food recipes in there, though?
I don't have French foods in there.
Yeah, you're not helping me at all.
But, sir, but did you just get that?
I did. I heard that.
but we should still
take a look at it, because I'm going to post your link on our website on WHUR.com.
Please do. And I would say to everyone listening, go to my website and join my community. Join the Healthy is the New Sexy community.
I like that. And my producer was telling me you're going to be talking to Sherry Shepherd tomorrow.
I am going to be on the Sherry Shepherd show the 10th. I'll be doing the live show that morning on the 10th, January 10th, which is Tuesday. Tune in for that. And then on the 17th, I'll be talking to Roland Martin on his Unfiltered show, so tune in for that too.
So
this whole Sherry Shepherd thing, we're doing a thing with the book. I am really excited about what we're helping you out with there, because it's huge, and I think I've got something for everybody, so make sure you tune in.
Because you've helped her with her weight loss goals also.
Helped her get into that swimsuit on national television, on The View. I've been her nutrition coach since 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, since 2009.
Well, I have a great, very short story about Sherry Shepherd, and I just always, always, always love her, because she's, you know, been very, very public about her struggles with diabetes, you know.
Yes.
And, you know, my daughter's a type 1 diabetic, and when my daughter was really young, I mean, she had just been diagnosed. She was about 10 or 11 years old, and Sherry Shepherd was here, and she gave a lecture, and we were sitting right in front, and she was talking about her struggles with diabetes. And of course, you know, children who are newly diagnosed really struggle with their feelings regarding it.
Yeah.
And she was so kind to my daughter Maya, and if for no other reason, I will always love her for the kindness and support that she gave to my daughter, and the hug that she really, really needed, you know, with someone who was going through some of the same things.
That's beautiful. I'm going to tell her that story.
Please
do. She is a super kind person, a woman who really genuinely cares about people.
Yes.
She genuinely cares. And
so are you. And so are you, which is why we love to have you, you know, on this program. And whether it's weight loss or dry January or any other health issue, I appreciate you coming on and talking with us.
I always love being with you. You know that.
Well, thank you so much.
I'm still coming to your, I'm coming to the house. I'm going to go
put some waffles. We'll want to talk about it. Dr. Rowe, thank you so much. Happy New Year to you. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, my friend.
That is the Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141 for this Friday, January 6, 2023. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Millette Green, Bramante Bryan, producer Candace Wilson, and engineer Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. Good night and have a wonderful weekend.